Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 2nd, Sunday, 2020, Day 33. Today's topic, is the Lord among us or not? Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 18 verses 25 to 36, Exodus chapter 13 verse 17 to chapter 15 verse 18, Matthew chapter 21 verses 23 to 46, Proverbs 6 verses 16 to 19. Today's main passage from Exodus chapter 17 verses 1 to 7. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is the Lord among us or not? Today's Exodus recorded the Israelites had no water and food three times. Three times they grumbled and quarreled, testing God, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Why the Bible use testing God to describe the relationship with the Israelites and God? In what kind of circumstance, what kind of act do we do means testing God? Number one, do not believe God is the one who saved you, provide you, listen and answer you, exhorted you. That's from today's Psalm 18, verses 37 to 50. Number two, do not understand even you have God with you, you would still have no water, no food, lacking lots of things. because God wants to use those times to train your faith so that you experience His salvation and provision. Lead you to experience what Psalm 23 verse 1 says, I shall not want. That's from Exodus chapter 15 verse 19 to chapter 17 verse 7. Number 3, to grumble and quarrel against God's servants in the midst of lacking something. That's from today, Exodus chapter 15 verses 23 to 24, chapter 16 verse 1 to 3, chapter 17 verses 1 to 2, and then verse 7. May you won't cause grumbling and quarreling against God's servants in your home church so that you can truly experience God with us, God with you, Emmanuel. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to cause grumbling and quarreling against God's servants in our home church so that we can truly experience God with us, God with me, Emmanuel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, how can you not cause grumbling and quarreling against God's servant in your home church so that you can truly experience God with us, God with you, Emmanuel? Number 2, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.